Kenneth Mayer, a UW-Madison political scientist and an expert witness for Democrats, testified that the Republican redistricting plan would severely diminish Latinos' ability to elect their candidate of choice. Republicans say the map creates two potential Latino districts in Milwaukee, where in the past there was only one. But Mayer says that when non-citizens who cannot vote are subtracted from the equation, neither district has a Latino majority. That's the claim being brought by the group Voces de la Frontera. Director Christine Newman-Ortiz said outside the federal courthouse that the consequences could be serious.
We believe that there is a real threat that the only district that has produced a Latino representative to the state assembly, that seat could be lost.
If the court agrees and finds these districts violate the Federal Voting Rights Act, that could be grounds to toss the entire map. Beyond those Latino districts, Professor Mayer also discussed the decision by Republicans to reshuffle Senate districts in Racine and Kenosha counties. The result, he said, was tens of thousands of people who will be disenfranchised because they have to wait an extra 2 years for their next Senate election. Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca, who's from Kenosha, said the maps also broke apart long-standing communities with shared interests. Barca also testified that Democrats were kept in the dark on these maps, a point he reiterated to reporters.
I think that's really caught people's attention because it's so far astray from the way Wisconsin normally conducts their business.
Judges indicated they would conclude the trial today, even if it meant hearing arguments late into the evening. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.